GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. In a moment, George, we meet Cynthia Fisher of the Patient Rights Advocacy, and we talk about Maine hospitals possibly failing to comply with online pricing, a rule that's in place. We ask this as our question of the day. Do you expect to find prices of services posted on the websites of hospitals? I think 78% of our listeners are saying no. They did not know that this was even a thing, George.
Well, I guess it's been a thing since January 2021.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to talk to Cynthia. As a patient, I've been a patient too many times. The first thing I ask, first question I ask as a patient when the doctor says, you got to go to the hospital and get this or that, I often ask, is it covered by my insurance?
Mm.
And I don't, you know, we always had that famous joke about the $25 Band-Aids, but I'm sure Cynthia's going to give us some insight into all of this.
Cynthia Fisher of Patient Rights Advocacy, welcome to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Two-thirds of the state of Maine tuned in now, and maybe you could tell us, what is this law that many people may not be aware of?
Yes, thank you, and good morning, George and Rick. The PatientRightsAdvocate.org is an organization that supports having real prices in healthcare and a functional competitive marketplace, just like we are able to shop for anything else in our economy. Why not be able to shop for healthcare? And the great news for all folks in Maine and across the country is as of January 1st last year, we all have the right to know prices in advance of our healthcare from hospitals. That means that all hospitals in our country are to post all actual prices online by every single insurance carrier and plan, and also give us the discounted cash price. And oftentimes when you pay cash, it's a lot cheaper than even your insurance. So this gives us the right to shop. And why wouldn't anyone in Maine choose to get an MRI for $300 versus paying $3,000?
Yeah, I guess that's where I went in the initial comment I made, is that not many of us think of price. We think of insurance primarily. I don't know that I've ever shopped for anything that way, but you're saying that's a smarter thing to do.
Absolutely, and this is a major shift in healthcare. It's actually a revolution because it shifts the power to all of us being consumers in healthcare. Because think about it. When we actually purchase insurance, that comes out of our paychecks. Insurance coverage for 180 million Americans who are working in this economy get their coverage through their paychecks and their savings. Even our out-of-pocket costs come from our wages and our savings. And then also Medicare and Medicaid come out of our taxes. So now that we can see prices, my goodness, Rick and George, we can see wide price variations, even in the same hospital for the same service. In fact, it was reported in the Wall Street Journal that one woman in the same Sutter Hospital paid $6,000 for her C-section on the same day with the same surgeons and the same code. Another woman paid over $60,000 with her plan. A 10 times difference in the same hospital for the same service.
This is
happening across our country, and none of us as employers or workers would choose to pay 10 times more for the same quality of service in the same hospital on the same day.
So 18 months after this rule went into effect, and I guess HHS, Health and Human Services, oversees it, and I know you looked at, I think, 9, 10, 11 hospitals in Maine. Your organization found how many, I don't know if you have this in front of you, how many hospitals in Maine out of the 9, 10, 11 that you looked at, how many of were in compliance with the rule?
Well, it's only 18% of the hospitals were compliant. That's 2 out of the 11 hospitals in Maine that we just looked at in our third semi-annual report. Unfortunately, that is a small number of hospitals of the 2,000 that we looked at that are in compliance. overall across the country, it's 16%. In our last report 6 months ago, we saw 14% compliance, and it essentially has stalled. That means that hospitals across the country are flouting this law. The good news in Maine is Maine General Medical Center and St. Joseph's Hospital are posting all of their actual prices online, and we applaud them for the compliance. Those are the two hospitals, but 9 other hospitals are flouting the law, and they're not showing their prices by plan, and that makes it very difficult for a consumer to find out what their coverage would pay, what they would pay, or to be able for any tech developer to create mobile shopping apps so that anyone in Maine would be able to look up, where can I get an MRI at the lowest cost, how much does a colonoscopy cost, and what are the prices and choices.
We're often told that no two operations and no two things are the same. Like an MRI would be the same, but you know, if you had surgery, no two operations are the same. Usually what happens, and you've mentioned the two here, there's a third actually, Northern Light Acadia is not in compliance. You go to the hospital, you get the treatment, and 6 months later you get a bill. I defy anybody to examine the bill if they detail it and try to explain it. I can't figure it out. All I know is, how much did my insurance pay? How much do I owe? Isn't that generally what happens?
Generally, that's right. And those employers that are able to actually encourage their employees to shop and to be able to look at the actual prices and prevent being overcharged in advance of care are able to save 30 to 50% even on their coverage costs. That means they're putting more money into bonuses, into the paychecks. And so that's why shopping is so important, because in these critical inflationary times, the one place we're going to be able to start to control our spend for as families is to be able to start to be able to shop for healthcare. This is hugely transformative. It actually puts the power into the patient to be a consumer for the first time in decades in healthcare, to drive down those costs of care and give people financial certainty.
I'm going to challenge you on one thing, George. I found out that you mentioned MRIs or MRIs, but no, there's a cheaper option. There's a less expensive option for MRIs than what is available at a hospital. I'm going to mention First MRI is an organization, and I've experienced that myself. A listener writes to a self-payer here, if paid in full within a month, it's usually less than half sometimes, or one quarter even, of the cost of the original bill. Cynthia, you can imagine, you mentioned the two hospitals in Maine that are in compliance, Maine General Medical Center and St. Joseph Hospital. George, you mentioned just a moment ago, one of the hospitals not in compliance, you mentioned, George, Northern Light Acadia Hospital. Cynthia, as you can imagine, there are text messages. People want to know the hospitals that are not in compliance. Do you want to share that list, or I have it in front of me. Do you want me to share that list?
Sure. I've got it in front of me as well.
Okay.
We can divide it up. starting with those not in compliance are Calais.
That's why we're going to jump in, because you may not know. It's pronounced Calais for some reason here in our state. So it's Calais Regional Hospital, I should say.
All my years of French. Okay.
Yep.
Well, and then also Central Maine Medical Center is not compliant. Houlton.
Yep.
Regional Medical Center, also not compliant. And we have Maine Medical Center, not compliant. Mid-Coast Hospital, not compliant. Northern Light, as George said, Acadia Hospital, not compliant. The same applies for Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center, Southern Maine Healthcare, and Waldo County General Hospital. And most of them are missing prices, a wide swath of prices, or they're missing also clearly naming the exact plans to be able to identify the price by plan.
I'm sitting here thinking about it and wondering, if you are going into the hospital for a procedure and you start shopping and you don't like the price and you say, well, maybe I'll just use an illustration. Northern Lights $200 more than St. Joe's. I want to go to St. Joe's. Trying to get an appointment is not always the easiest job. As a matter of fact, from what I'm hearing, it's difficult. Sometimes you wait 2 or 3 months. Is there a problem? Maybe you're going to be delayed in getting your treatment?
Well, you know, I think it really is a problem across the country that getting access to care is a challenge these days. And just think, as we start to see these prices be unleashed and this data be unleashed, hospitals are going to have to start to do something that's very different, and that is to compete. That is to compete on quality, price, and outcomes, as well as access, George. So, you know, think about what we have with the airlines. We can see what flights are available. That's access. And we can see at what price. And going back to your earlier question, George, when you asked me, aren't, you know, surgeries, they're different for one person versus another? Well, you know, airlines have wide variety in variable things like wind and weather and fuel prices, but they're able to price a flight. And we do know prices actually may vary based upon the timing and how they choose to price their flights. However, we can go online. We used to depend on travel agents, right, as an intermediary and a middle player. But now we can directly go on, thanks to Expedia and Orbitz and tools like Google Flights and Kayak. All of these types of tools and those types of platforms, once this data is unleashed by all of these hospitals, think about it. We can then be able to get access to care at prices we know we can afford and be able to schedule them just like we do when we procure flights.
Cynthia, we got about 3 minutes left. Let's squeeze in a couple of questions if we can. Someone wonders if the pandemic might have prevented some hospitals from falling into compliance for whatever reason. For the best of your knowledge from the organization Patient Rights Advocacy, why are so many hospitals not in compliance with this rule from Health and Human Services?
Well, you know, the reality is that the hospitals and the insurance companies, by keeping patients and employers and unions that purchase health care and coverage in the dark, they can charge whatever they want. And as George said earlier, oftentimes those medical bills don't even seem to match the experience of the patient. And they're just making too much money, quite frankly. Right now, the greed has run amok. How many people have been so surprised by outrageous charges in their health care? When we can see these prices in advance of care and get these actual prices, not only can we shop in advance, but more importantly, too, is that when we get our bills, we'll be able to prevent being overcharged, having errors on those bills, or even fraud. So that empowers us to have recourse and remedy, as well as be able to lower our costs at the outset.
I guess my final question would be, who's going to enforce this? Is the CMS enforcing this?
That was HHS.
Yeah. Who drops the hammer?
Yes, CMS, both of you are right, is part of Health and Human Services. That's the Center for Medicare and Medicaid. And it is their duty to enforce this law. And quite frankly, they've been slow to enforce the law. But our report that we just came out with shows enforcement does work when they do enforce the law. They fined two hospitals approximately $1 million each for not having a file with their prices. Now, we see hundreds of hospitals that have absolutely no file, and then thousands of others that are incomplete. So they have the opportunity right now to fine up to $2 million a hospital for their noncompliance. And that's the taxpayers' money. So the reality is we need bold, timely, robust enforcement in order to get these hospitals to comply. Otherwise, they'll just delay the game because the money is just way too good keeping patients in the dark. But this is our right. This is our right by law for over 18 months. And it is up to us to demand these hospital prices because it is our right, and we need HHS to enforce these laws.
Cynthia Fisher is the founder and the chair of PRA, which is Patient Rights Advocacy, online patientrightsadvocacy.org. I'm guessing that if someone goes there, they might be able to click their way and see some of the information that you've shared with us this morning, Cynthia.
Yes, it's Patient Rights Advocate.
Advocate. Patient Advocate. Rights Patient. Advocate.
.org. Yes. And stay tuned. If you go to our website, you can read our recent report and moreover how to shop and then how to fight medical bills that aren't what you think should be charged.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.